The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. USA globalist plan to turn America's sovereignty over to the WHO. Over to who? Yeah, that's right. Over to the World Health Organization. That's what their plan is. I'll explain the flaw of their plan. But I will also tell you how they will go forward with their plan and have some success at first. Oh, we've got to get into this. The globalist war against the American people. And it's really the American globalists who are the most moronic globalists of all, because they go to their own destruction, morons. But they will go to their own destruction, thinking that they're, as they're getting paid off, that they're going to be heavily rewarded, but they're just going to end up destroyed themselves. I've said this before, and I like this analogy. You want to know what an American globalist is? Think of America. America has stood up against actually tyrants and globalism and dictatorships, which is what the one world government will be. Okay. America has been blessed by God to have the ability to have the strongest weapons, the strongest military to hold off such evil. And what our American globalists have done, this is how dumb they are, would be like they have no street wisdom whatsoever, is the way you could look at it. It'd be like if you're on the street and someone wants to kill you, threaten to kill you, is saying they're going to kill you, and you have a gun and they don't, and you hold the gun and say, back off, I have a gun. And so, of course, they do. But then they turn around and say, you know what? I have this briefcase full of $1 million, and I will buy that gun from you for $1 million. And the moron globalists, this is what they are, they're the guy that says, really, you'll for $1 million? And it's legit. It's really $1 million in the briefcase. Here. And they trade and give them the gun for the $1 million briefcase. And then the evil globalists, who are not the American globalists, then take the gun and go, boom, and then take the $1 million for themselves anyways. But that is your that's how dumb your American globalists are. That's who they are. They are the guy that would sell their gun to someone who's threatening to kill them for $1 million, to the very person that is threatening to kill them. They will sell their soul for money because they worship at the altar of money, and not they can't see anything but the money, nothing else. They don't see your money's going to be worthless and they're going to backstab you and destroy you. Morons. Morons. So they are the stupidest people who have ever lived on the face of the earth, because the average person wouldn't be that dumb in a street scenario to do something like that. These are the morons that would fall for that every single time. That's who these American globalists are. That's not who the world globalists are. The world globalists actually have some intelligence. The American globalists have no intelligence whatsoever, especially globalist politicians. That's the truth. But folks, so what are they trying to do? They're going along with the plan because they're all been bought off. And so our American losers, globalists, are going along. Most of them are in the Democrat Party, and there's a huge chunk of them in the Republican Party as well. Morons. And here's what they want to do. So they want to give our sovereignty over our medical rights over to the World Health Organization. First, I'll explain. You know what? No, I will go to Michelle Bachmann, who explains this on War Room Pandemic with Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon talks to her about this whole situation. She'll explain it, and I'll give you more. Take a listen.
What is going on in Geneva at the World Health Organization, and how do we get so far down the road of it looks like signing something that's going to expand the sovereignty, the ability of the World Health Organization in Geneva, controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, to affect the sovereignty of the United States of America?
That's right. It's hard to believe, Steve, but in less than 2 weeks' time, a vote will take place in Geneva, Switzerland, at the World Health Assembly. They're important because they're the governing body of the World Health Organization, WHO. this authority that they would be given would impact 99.4% of all the people in the world. There are 193 nations belonging to the UN. The Biden administration is bringing amendments that would propose that all nations of the earth cede their sovereignty over national health care decisions to the WHO, the World Health Organization. So what this would mean, Steve, is that the WHO would have decision-making authority to intervene into the United States government policy in any nation of the world without our permission. So for instance, the lockdowns where you see 26 million people today locked down in Shanghai, China, they can't leave their apartments or homes. The WHO would have the authority to be able to impose that here in the United States for whatever pretext they want. They don't have to show data. They could do this. What this does, Steve, bottom line, is it creates a platform for global governance through the WHO. This is what people need to know. It's time sensitive. No one knew about this. The Biden administration gave these proposed amendments to the World Health Organization on January 18th. No one in America knew this until April 12th, less than a month ago. The Biden administration posted these amendments. But in less than 2 weeks in Geneva, Switzerland, the delegates will vote on this.
Yeah, in May 22nd through the 28th. And I will tell you right now, I am highly confident that they will do it and they will pass it. And the Republicans aren't going to stand up. You think Mitch McConnell, who's all for globalism, is going to be against this? Now, the Biden administration is really the one who's pushed this, which means Barack Obama behind the scenes is probably the one pushing all of this, who hates America. I want to explain to you that you have to understand what happened when Donald Trump won. Barack Obama was the setup man. He set all this stuff up for the destruction of America throughout his entire presidency, but he's not supposed to be the trigger man. He has to look innocent. He did that even with the wars that he did. He tried to make it look like, oh, they were in Libya, it was a revolution, or in Egypt, but it was really Obama, or in Syria. He didn't want it to look like he was doing it with our military. But he was doing it behind the scenes and arming the people to take out these dictators. Anyways, the point is Obama never, ever, in anything, wants to look like the trigger man on purpose. But he did set everything up for Hillary. The plan was, Obama sets it all up, Hillary can be the one to be the trigger person to destroy America. She's willing to do it, and she can take the fall as well. And then Obama can be elevated even higher. Because he's not the one who pulled the trigger. He looks like he's innocent, like he didn't do it all. But Donald Trump won. And they even tried to cheat and steal that election, and he still won. They couldn't believe it. And then all of a sudden, he was undoing everything Obama was setting up, which made them so angry they couldn't believe it. They were breathing fire. And so they had to blatantly steal an election, no matter how obvious it was. They even shut down the election in all five key states in order to stuff the ballots right in front of your face, stuff the ballots, and then came back and said, oh, good morning, everyone. We know that Donald Trump won in a massive landslide, but surprise, Joe Biden won overnight. Fantastic. Swallow it and believe it. And of course, the Republican Party went along with it because of their globalist payoffs, and they don't want to rock the boat, and they're a bunch of wuss bags. Anyways, so don't get me started with the Republican Party. They sicken me more because they're traitors to their own people. They say that they're on our side, and some of them are. Don't get me wrong. At least there are some, but there's a chunk of them that are not. And they're worse than a Democrat, because at least a Democrat says they want to destroy us. These people pretend to be one of us, like wolves in sheep's clothing, and I hate that even worse. Anyways, so you have that. Hillary was supposed to destroy America. So now Joe Biden is put in place, and it's even more perfect, they're thinking, because Biden is just a puppet and will do anything that they put in front of him and just read the teleprompter. So he's the trigger man. So the question is, do they feel like they have to pull the trigger of destroying America before the next election? I don't know. Not 2022. I don't think they even care about the midterms. Do they want to pull the trigger before the 2024 election? I might get in a little deeper than that, but let me get onto what the globalist plan is. This all connects together. So Biden is the trigger man that Obama was not supposed to be publicly. Biden can take all the blame, so Obama can rise even further and become world leader, most likely. That's the most likely scenario of what they're trying to set up. So Biden will be the trigger man, and he is. And now he's trying to give away American sovereignty. The thing is that pesky Constitution that they hate. They think they can get around the Constitution by doing this. You want to know why? You want to know why? Because of the American people. The American people told them that they can do this and destroy the Constitution. They'll get around it. When did the American people tell them that? During the lockdowns. The lockdowns were the test. Can we take away all these people's constitutional rights if we declare some sort of health emergency? Can we and will people let us destroy the Constitution and burn it to the ground and take every single constitutional right they have away, which they did? There's not one they didn't take away, or at least try. They at least attempted to. Not one. So you look at that, and that was a test, and now they think, aha, now we have it. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, but if we give the World Health Organization emergency power, the American people think that emergency power means the Constitution is null and void. This is not true. This is what I was screaming about during the state lockdowns. I still have constitutional rights. A governor cannot usurp them. A foreign country or the World Health Organization, even if Congress gives them authority to do things in America, they still can't violate my constitutional rights. But do enough people know that? Well, apparently not, because people did not stand up. But maybe they do now. Maybe they made a mistake by those lockdowns, because maybe we've woken up enough people so that when they try to do this, enough people will stand up and say, oh, the World Health Organization says that we have to lock down. Screw you. Who are you? And they're going to say, oh, but Biden and the Democrats said that we have this authority to screw you over and shut you down and throw you into an internment camp. And the question is, will our own law enforcement follow a foreign dictate? Because if they do, it's all over. That's the end. If they can't, because the American people say, I don't care what Biden said, I still have my constitutional rights, and you don't usurp the Constitution because of a stupid emergency. Constitutional rights stand, and you're breaking the law by declaring your emergency can take away my constitutional right. You're a criminal for even saying so and attempting to do so. Governors committed crimes against you. I hope you know. The ones that shut their states down, they all committed crimes against the Constitution, violated their oath, and they frankly should be in jail. But at least at worst, or at best, I should say, at best, they should have been forced to resign at best. So I believe they will attempt this. And 30% of us, which should be enough, will say, screw you, and they won't be able to get away with it. And eventually we're going to frustrate the crap out of them that they will take other steps. If you're still not understanding what they're trying to do, here's another way or another perspective. James Roguski was on the War Room later, the same day, but in the afternoon show that they have, talking about the essence of what this is all about. Take a listen.
Essentially, what the amendments do is they alter something called the International Health Regulation. Now, most people have never heard of it. They have the origin going all the way back to the time of the Civil War and before. They were about sanitary conditions with, you know, things like the plague and smallpox and yellow fever. And when the WHO was started in 1948, they took over those sanitary rules. They ended up becoming the International Health Regulations. And in 2005, they went through a very, very large revision. And now what we're dealing with again is amendments that serve to give much more power to the WHO. The International Health Regulations, as they stand right now, actually have the WHO in shackles, in a straitjacket. They've got handcuffs on. They can't do what they would like to do which is trigger what they refer to as a public health emergency of international concern, PHEIC, FAPE. Currently, they have to respect the sovereignty of every nation that is a member, and they have to get their approval to declare an emergency. The amendments, amongst doing many, many, many other things, would take away that requirement that they work with the individual nation's government to get their approval, and give the power to who is, you know, currently the Director General is Tedros. He could declare an emergency anytime he wants for any reason, overriding the national sovereignty. And so, in essence, he would become the dictator general of the World Health Organization, able to declare emergencies at will.
And yeah, and that would form a one world government as well. That's what they're trying to do. But they want you to think that, oh, well, I can do this because you've said that you're not using your sovereignty for me to make these rules at the World Health Organization, but it still does not destroy the Constitution. They still, even if our senators vote and say that they can do this, they still can't violate your constitutional rights. And forcing a medical decision upon me is a violation of my constitutional rights. And if the American people are too dumb to know that they have a constitution to protect them even from this, if they're too dumb to know, then this will work. And like I've always said, they want international law. They want the people to believe that somehow, somewheres, there's some sort of international law that can trump the Constitution. Remember, the Democrats hate the Constitution because it stops them from being dictators. They hate it with a passion. Why do they hate the Constitution? The Constitution is hated because it was based on Judeo-Christian values and laws. They hate God, therefore they hate the Constitution. They have to. This is all about selfishness, too, folks. The USA globalists sell themselves out to their own destruction because they are selfish, and all sin is selfishness. All sin. Understand, that's the key to all sin. Love is being someone who's not being selfish because you're thinking of somebody else. When you do sinful things, you only think of yourself. No matter what the sin is, you're only thinking of yourself. You are not thinking of other people, and you're not thinking of consequences. The left loves selfishness, and they look at God as a tyrant. See, we view them as tyrants because they don't want to live free from sin. They think freedom is, this is 100% true, the left believes freedom is the freedom to sin as much as I want. And the left tells them, whatever you want to do, sinfully, we approve. You want to kill your baby? Cool. You want to riot and burn things down as long as you're with us and doing it for our behalf? Cool. You commit murder? We'll try to get you out of prison as quick as possible. We'd rather you not even go. You know what? Maybe we'll just release you on bail and never prosecute you. It's all about giving them their sinful nature, okay? The left believes freedom is the ability to sin as much as they want. That's what abortion's all about, being able to be as promiscuous and sexually do whatever you want as much as you want. That's what the homosexual movement and the LGBT community and transgenderism, it's all about selfishness and being able to sin as much as I want. And they hate God because God says that's wrong. And they don't think that it should be considered wrong. And the left comes and says, yeah, you're right. And it's all about hating God. God is wrong. We, the Democrat Party, are better than God. We will correct God's mistakes in the Bible. How dare he say homosexuality is a sin? See, God was a racist. They really do believe God is a racist for saying that. They really do. That's not a joke. You should be able to kill your baby, kill your children, sacrifice your children. We don't care. We're the Democrats, because they have to, because they're all about selfishness and anti-God. So God, by being good and just, the reason why they don't view God's rules as for our benefit. Their rules are there to protect people from people's evil, wicked, selfish desires. So the Ten Commandments isn't there to be a chain around your neck. The left thinks that's what it is. That's not what it is. The Ten Commandments, if you follow them, give you complete freedom from the true slave, sin. Slavery that gets change you is sin. If you're an alcoholic, you are chained to the alcoholism. It's got you. If you chronically steal, what you're enslaved to is the ceiling. Sin chains you. God and Jesus frees you from that and sets you free from those chains. And following the Ten Commandments, if anyone follows what the Bible does, their life will be filled with joy and happiness. I mean, you wouldn't cheat on your wife. Oh my goodness, if you follow the Bible, you don't commit fornication. You don't commit adultery. You don't lie. You don't steal, and you don't murder. You don't do all these evil, selfish things that hurts other people. You see, the Ten Commandments is all about protecting everyone to live the best life. But they think God is evil for daring to say that they're not allowed to sin as much as they want. So the globalists look at America and say, that's the beacon that was built upon Judeo-Christian values. Destroy the family, destroy the heritage, destroy the founding fathers, call them racism, bigots, and evil people. Try to say that what they're based on is evil, spit in God's eye, and destroy it because they think that they're freeing themselves from God. But I've got news for them. They can't free themselves from God. They will stand in judgment. This is why they hate you too. You're a reminder that they are not free from judgment, that just because God has not smited them, he said he'll judge them at the end of their life. They're so stupid, they think they're getting away with it now. That means they'll never be judged. How dumb, when God blatantly has told them, I'm going to judge you at the end of your life. I'm going to let you get away with this crap. But you don't really get away with it. But they think I'm getting away with it. So then God's not even real. God doesn't even exist because I haven't been smited by him. Do you see how foolish they are? God has told them, I'm not going to smash you right now. I'll judge you at the end of your life. If God were to smash us for the sins that we do, he'd be smashing all of us left and right. All of us. You better thank God he doesn't smash every single person for what they do. It's an anti-God thing, folks. It really is. The globalism is anti-God. They think they're going to create a world free from God. And what does that mean? They have to get rid of Christianity and Christians. The reminder that God still will judge them. So they will hate you more than anything on earth. That's why they label you a terrorist. They don't fear any God but the Christian God. They don't fear Muslims. They don't fear Hindu gods. They fear the Christian God. Why? Because they all know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through him. And every knee will bow. And they kind of know it. But they'll still reject it because they're selfish. I love you guys. See ya. Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.